Thank you for coming back and being part of our study. We're glad to hear and have you. We pray. Gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and grace that you've granted to us. Bless us, give us wisdom and guidance as we read and study and get an understanding of your word. Let it be not my words, but your words. Let the people be able to, you might open their hearts that they might hear the words from heaven. We just ask for your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and strengthen us. Teach us. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, we are studying the seals of the book of Revelation. We had covered chapter 5 already, which goes into helping you understand what the seals are, what book it's sealed. I hope now you realize that the book that is sealed with seven seals is the book of Daniel. He made that comes out in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, and chapter 12 in the book of Daniel. It tells us that book is sealed. There's no other book that I've read about that talks about so many times that it's sealed. And it's sealed for the last days. That's what we read. So, now that we know that the book of Revelation means reveal. So the book of Revelation is going to reveal what is sealed in the book of Daniel. Did you get that? The book of Revelation reveals what is sealed in the book of Daniel. Okay? And we pray that as we study, you'll be able to see that. Okay. Well, as they say, let us begin. Okay, when we talked about the first seal, the first seal had to do with the white horse. And when we read about white, when we talk about white represents righteousness most of the time. And so we saw here that there was a white horse with a guy with a bow in his hand, and a crown was given to him. Some people like to teach that this was the church. This is the first church, the Ephesian church, that went forth conquering and to conquer in the name of Jesus. Okay? And so we found that in the book of Matthew that people will go forth in the name of Jesus, saying Jesus is the Christ, and will deceive many. We read that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. Then we found out that also that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, that Satan comes as an angel of light. Light representing white, whiteness. Again, we saw that being revealed here. Now, some people use as their text to show that the white horse represents Christ, or the Messiah, and they use Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 17. Now, once you study this very clearly, closely, you will see that the person who's riding the white horse in Revelation chapter 19, who is the Word of Yahweh, which is has his vesture or his clothes dipped in blood. So he does not walk around in white. Okay, that's number one. And number two, it says that he has a sword proceedeth out of his mouth. That's how he's going to judge the nations. And we see that this person in seal one does not have a sword. He has a bow, and it's a crossbow. The same type of cross bow that was used in the Roman Empire is a cross, like a crucifixion. And so only in the European pagan churches do we have this go forth, especially under Catholicism. That all of them carry, allude themselves as white, allude themselves as angels of light, and do have crosses, okay? Or bows signifying their symbolism, okay? You can hardly find anywhere where you go where they don't have that. And the people, they have brought this deception. They went forth conquering and to conquer, and they were conquering the name of Jesus, as they would say, And that's what was called the Crusades. Okay? And they go forth as missionaries. And the crusade is to go forth and convert you, and if you don't convert, to kill you. So the Crusades were some of the first missionaries. And their goal was to take your gold and your silver, or any good items that you had, and to bring them back to their father, who sat on the throne in Rome, according to Martin Luther in the 1500s. He said that the church, the universal church, they called it, the Roman Catholic Church, sat on the throne of hell. So he was really the Satan. Rome, the European pagan Christian church, came as an angel of light with a cross, bow, or crucifixion, whatever you want to call it, dressed in white and wearing a crown. So the Pope walks around with a crown on his head. It's the Dagon crown. And that's found in the Old Testament, in the Bible, the fish. Okay, so we found out that is what this movement is all about. And they do go forth conquering and to conquer. And they have conquered almost every aspect on the planet with the European pagan Christianity. That's a given fact. And everybody, most people, a lot of people believe them, from Chinese to Indian to Native American, African to, everybody. So we find ourselves in a position not understanding what is really going on. And so we have to understand clearly what this first horse is. So as we move forward, you might be able to understand everything else that follows. And when we come to the second horse, okay, in the second horse, for the second seal, let's read in the book of Revelation. Let's read in the Revelation chapter number 6. We start off there, and we're going to be reading verses 3 and 4 in the book of Revelation. Okay, Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Okay? Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Okay, in the book of Revelation, it reads, "Blessed is he that read." Okay, Revelation chapter 6. Okay, we're starting at verse number 3. "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.'" Okay? So what we have here is the second seal being opened, the book of Revelation, chapter 6, we just read verse 3, and verse 4 says, "And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword." Okay, so here we see the characteristics of the second seal being opened, and it says that it was a red horse, and power was given unto him that sat there to take peace from the earth, and it says that they should kill one another, and they were given a great sword. Okay, so now we have to think about this to understand how would that relate to today and last day events, the second seal. Okay, there's certain characteristics that we need to look at. One is that it's a red horse. Now, a friend of mine, she had mentioned to me one time she had a dream, and I think this was during the Bush wars. As we were going into the Bush wars or Desert Storm and all of those different things, that we were conned into that. I believe that President Bush said that we were going to go over there And then, you know, I think Congress and everybody said, no, we're not going over there. There's no reason to go over there. And then eventually we got the UN to ask the United States to go in with them to go into Kuwait. And so this became what we call the UN wars, or wars to bring peace around the world, where the United States, the beast of Revelation, that had the two horns and looked like a lamb but spake as a dragon, that beast would be leading off in this type of a work. So with this, what we see here under this particular seal, this particular horseman takes peace from the earth, and they kill one another. And so ever since Desert Storm, ever since 1988, after Reagan left the office, that we've been going to war, and we've been warring all over the planet. We are now in over there in India, Pakistan, and they're upset with us because we're invading them. The people in Egypt are upset with us because we had put certain puppets in the power, and so they overthrew him there. We had Noriega. We had the Contra scandal. We have all of these different things that are going on, and it's talking specifically about wars. Now, all of these things happened after 1988. Now, it says that they took peace from the earth. Now, that's an important factor. When we talk about taking peace from the earth, what type of peace was on the earth prior to that? Or what type of peace was promised to us right around the time of Reagan and Bush and the Kuwait War and the UN wars? Well, if we look back at that time, we will see that in 1988, Gorbachev and Reagan, they came together so that they might be able to bring peace to the earth. They said that the United States, the two superpowers, the bear and the lion with eagle's wings, have come together so that they might be able to bring peace. Matter of fact, I remember in 1988, when the Berlin Wall came down, that the president of the United States said, hey, we're bringing in a 1,000-year reign, the millennium of peace. And I'm saying, wait a minute, what is he talking about? How can he be bringing in the millennium of peace when we haven't got through the seals, the trumpets, or the pledge yet? I don't understand it. How can a 1,000-year reign be coming in? And Yahweh is telling me to go back and restudy. I misunderstood the scriptures from so many points and avenues. So I said, oh, wow, I need to go back. Okay, I need to restudy. So I went back to restudy, to relook at all of this. And that's when I was able to see what you're hearing today. That yes, this was the promise in 1988 under his administration that he was bringing peace on earth. Because the two superpowers during the Cold War, the United States and Russia, had been at odds, and Russia represents the bear. And if you go back to the book of Daniel chapter 7, you'll see four beasts coming up out of the earth. It says that the first beast, the superpower beast, would be one that has a lion and has eagle wings. Now, who in the world represents a lion? Great Britain. And who represents eagle? United States. Now, where did the United States come from? They were implanted, all the people that they had in the prisons, they brought them from Great Britain and put them in the United States. And so that's how the United States was. It's Great Britain, and it became its own eagle. So it's a lion that was started, and now it's become lion with eagles. And so it shows the United States as that first beast. And then the second beast comes up is as a bear. That's what it says in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. Now, some people try to place all of this stuff in the past and ancient history, but as I said, it has to be revealed, because we know that the seals are unsealing the book of what? Daniel. And so this is what the book of Daniel would say. See, the Bible talks about things in prophecy and over time so that you can relate to it in the time that it is happening. So during this time that we live today, we have what? A lion power. We have the United States, the eagle. We have the big bear as Russia, or the USSR. Okay? The two came together to bring peace on the earth. And so that's how the second seal came into existence. But we need to take a break at this time. And so we will come back after we hear from our sponsors.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Dental Repair is a dental repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Dental Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank everyone for coming back, being part of this study. Okay, as we were making some comparisons about peace, the main thing that has been going on in the world, or as we've been told, is that there was these great powers that had all of these issues, and that's what we call the Cold War, the two superpowers. One was what we call the United States, which we just explained to you was a lion. It came from a lion. That's where it emanated from. It was the great British Empire that ruled the world. After the Roman Empire, the great British Empire ruled the world. It enslaved Native Americans, as we know in America. It took over South Africa, and that's what became what we call Afrikaners. It took over India, and that's where you had Gandhi and East India. And so you saw this superpower just running over everybody on the planet and subjecting you in the name of Christianity that they were okay, that this was all right. And they came and brought the slave trade, the European slave trade, bringing Native Africans to Jamaica, Trinidad, to the islands, to America, and so forth, and dispersing us in that realm. And we saw that this great lion had dumped all of his prisoners from their soil and dumped them into what we call the Puritans and the people that established America. Okay, so from this great lion, now you just no longer have a lion, but now the lion's power, because that's what they had, the power of Europe, the power of Great Britain. Then they had the Boston Tea Party, and then they said, okay, we will become the New World Order, and they're going to run the planet now. And so through them, that's where we have, and after that, Great Britain fell away from being a superpower, and the United States came up with the eagle, and that's what we are. So this, we are truly the lion with eagle's wings. Now let's read this here in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, just so that you can see that when it's talking about bringing peace, taking peace from the earth, and when the two superpowers, the two number one superpowers, according to the book of Revelation, at the end of time, unite and decide that they're going to take, that they are going to bring peace on earth for 1,000 years, for a millennium, then this starts to make sense. In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, we start off at verse 1. In the first year of Belteshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven strove upon the great sea. Okay, it talks about the four winds that beat on the sea. Now, when does this time of winds start beating on the sea? Now, we'll read later on, or we read already in Revelation chapter 7. Just notice the parallel. Chapter 7 of Daniel and chapter 7 of the book of Revelation, where it talks about the hold to the four winds, the hold of four winds, till thy servants are sealed in their foreheads. So it talks about the sealing of the 144,000. Okay? And it says, hold the four winds of heaven. It says, behold, the four winds of heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts, came up from the sea, diverse one from another. And the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. And I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. So we see here in this first beast, we see that it starts with a lion and then it has eagle's wings. And as we already talked about, this represents the United States. Okay? And then it makes mention that he has a man's heart, that the wings are plucked. So they take away the eagle's wings, and he now stands as a man. So he's humbled. Some event humbles the United States. And right now we're in so much debt and all of these different things and the whole economic system that we're used to is basically gone. People that had houses and other countries that have been investing in the United States, like Japan and so forth, they don't do that anymore. People over in Arabia, they don't invest in America anymore because America is bankrupt. And so they didn't want to be holding all these worthless bills. So only right now the major player is China, who is buying our payments, taking our loans on. And so they see that they could do that, and that eventually America will fall and collapse of itself, and they will be the next one to come on the stage. And so they're sitting there waiting for that to actually happen. And so as the wings are plucked and we become just like a normal person, no longer this superpower, down, it's interesting that this first beast has two major powers. It's a lion who's king of the jungle, okay? One king right there, he's a king. All he had to do is be a lion. And then another one who's an eagle who is the king of the heavens. Okay, so you have two, this particular nation would have so much pride from two different angles and would have people to think that they're this powerful and that they're this, all of this. And in reality, we find out that their wings are plucked and they become like everybody else. And so we see when the collapse in the 1929, when we had our Great Depression, that's what humbled everybody, because our banks collapsed and they took our money and all of that. So the same thing happened in 2006 and 2008, around that particular time frame, and that is when it collapsed again, and it was a worldwide effect. So the whole world is in an economic collapse, and so we bailed out the banks, which we shouldn't have, because the banks, they're the ones that have been ripping us off for 30-year mortgages. And so now we're paying them back, and so people who was in the middle class, who had some money, who thought they had money at least, and they had big houses, they had $500,000 houses, $750,000 houses, $500,000, $250,000 houses, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 homes, they found out that people were using that as collateral to make things happen. Okay? Now, before that, we had the Bush era, okay, or dynasty, and we had also Reagan. Now, when they came in, he promised Reagan in 1988 that he was going to bring peace on Earth for 1,000 years. And that's what made me question, what is he saying? What is he talking about? And had me go back to restudy. And so when he said that, and he was talking about the Cold War would be ended. Now, basically the whole world was being manipulated by these two powers, what they call communism and capitalism, or America and the USSR. And so you were on one side or the other. You was either a capitalist or you was a communist. And so you had this battle going on for decades. And so when they decided that, okay, we're going to end this war, we're going to end this Cold War, and he said that he was going to bring peace on Earth. And you go back and listen to his, when him and Gorbachev got together and they made these announcements. Now, when he said that he's bringing peace on the Earth, he was bringing in the 1,000-year reign. So, when we read here about the second horse, when we find out that in reality, the only thing that was brought in was not peace, but lots of war, UN wars. Okay, let's read about the second beast, found in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 5, "And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said unto it, Arise, devour much flesh." Okay, so we see that this particular beast or nation, which is represented USSR, would be wiping out other nations, and they would be killing and devouring people. And that's what they were doing. They were devouring up nations and people and so forth. And under the USSR, it was expanding, and there was nations that didn't want to be part, winded up being part, and was being forced into this union. Okay? And so now, these are the two superpowers that were ruling. Now, when you read about the verse, the next verse, "After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon his back of it four wings of a fowl, and the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given unto it." Okay, now this beast, this is economic power, and that's what China, Japan, Korea, Hong Kong are. India, those that are over in what we call the Middle East, Pakistan, okay, the Muslim nations, the Indian, East Indian nations, the Chinese nations, all of those are powers that are economic. And the last beast is the fourth beast, the terrible beast. "And after this I saw in the night vision, and behold, the fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and exceedingly strong. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it," or whatever was left over. That's what residue means, or remnant. "And it was diverse from all the other beasts that was before it, and it had 10 horns. Okay, and I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by its roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things." Now, this fourth beast is a representation of the United States of Europe. This is all the European nations coming together. Everybody has been talking about that for years, the Euro and so forth. So these are the four major powers that are here today. And the two big ones, if you notice, they were the first two. They were powers that was, you know, killing people and so forth, or that they were devourers, carnivorous animals. And so we see that in the second horse, it says they were given power to take peace from the earth. And so ever since this UN wars, and ever since Bush had gotten in office, we've had these wars, and we go over with drones and we kill people and so forth. All right, well, let's take another break, and we'll hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back to understanding the second seal.
Dwellers, did you you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Yes, thank you for being part of our study here, coming back with us. As you can see here, when we're talking about this red horse that is given a great sword, okay, and he has power, was given to him to take peace from the earth. So up until then, everything was not major wars all over the planet. And the Cold War kept everything in check, the two superpowers, as we talked about, the bear and the lion with eagle's wings. Then we find out that this particular, these powers in 1988 decided that they were going to unite and no longer be fighting each other. Okay, so they said that they would bring peace on the earth when the wall of partition was broken down between East Germany and West Germany. The East and the West had come together, and so now this was the time that everybody would be happy and we could live together and we can all be happy, communists and capitalists and whatever, you know, major powers that were out there. And so when Gorbachev and Reagan came together and broke down the wall of partition between them, there was a little bit of peace for a little while. And then right after that, when the next president got in, Bush, we had Desert Storm, and we had all of these, you know, issues, all of these powers. And it was a war time, a time of war. And it seemed like was given after they made that declaration, after Reagan left, that then we went into a war zone. And we were killing one another. Even up to this day, we have what we call, I remember what we call the, what do we call it? They call it the drones, okay? Now, drones, you can go, and nobody gets killed from the end who's shooting because they're not there. It's just like, you know, a helicopter, a kid's toy that's there, and it shoots missiles, and it blows up, you know, different things, and there's no damage of the people who are doing it because it's just, there's no plane, really. It's just a model plane. And they're able to detect radar and who's on the ground and everything. And so with this, and also when we talk about the GPS, you know, the positional system that's in space, that people are being tracked using their GPS on their phones, on their computers, on their cars, and all of these different things. Now they can shoot, what they said, a missile right through a window very accurately now. Okay? And all of these things are man of war, warmongering, I guess that's what it's called. That people are just killing one another, you know. And this is even goes on from the UN, and it's a worldwide thing. So to bring everybody together under one superpower, and everyone thinks that they will be the ones leading it. And so as we look at the second seal, we can see some of these things. Okay. When we went in the Desert Storm in 1991, according to the Time magazines, and you can look it up for yourself, you can look at March the 4th, 1991. The title is On Saudi Borders, Kuwait's Torching of Iraq's Torching of Kuwait's Oil Facilities Caused Darkness at Noon. Now, this is very interesting. That darkness happens at noon? Wow. That is something very spectacular. The Bible talks about in the last days that under the sixth seal, that the sun will refuse to shine, the moon shall be turned to blood, and the stars will fall from heaven. Now, many people use those events and go back in times and talks about these things happening and so forth. But, I mean, we did have, I mean, so this Desert Storm was major to let us know what was actually going on in the world. And that the Gulf War was a very important change in history. Now, remember, this is 3 years after they promised that they would bring peace on the earth. This is 3 years after the Russians and the United States, the Great Bear and the Lion with Eagle Wing, got together and agreed that they're no longer going to be killing one another. But now we see them all together uniting as under the United Nations, as their peace is supposed to be a peace place, and now they are giving wars, UN wars. So how can we say that the UN was set up for peace and they're the ones, you know, administering war around the planet? Okay, so this is what I was seeing, was the second seal. So we have been in the first seal for quite a while. The second seal we're in, okay? And so that's why there have been so many wars, and that's why we have these drones. Hellfire, that's what they call it. When they shoot these missiles, they call them hellfire, and they rain down fire from heaven, basically. And, you know, burn up whatever is there. Now, is that mentioned anywhere in Scripture? Yes, that's mentioned in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation talks about this particular beast, the United States, which we are. This particular beast in Revelation chapter 13, it talks about the first beast, and then talks about a second beast. Talk about the first beast in chapter 13, verse 1. It talks about the four beasts that we just read about. And then in chapter verse 11 of chapter 13, then it talks about this other beast. Okay, we've come around a little bit again, and so we're going to take our last break before, so we can hear from our sponsors.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
thank you for coming back and being part of our study. Now, we're studying deeply into these seals. I did not expect that I would spend a whole session on each seal. But if that's what Yahweh wants us to understand, then that's the way it will be. Okay, now, when we were talking about this second seal, we had mentioned that there was another beast that was coming up out in Revelation chapter 13. Now, in chapter 13, you have your first beast. I said in chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, let's read a little bit about it. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Now, if you remember correctly, when we were reading about Daniel 7, we saw that there was these four beasts that came up out of the sea. And so here we have again this beast coming up out of the sea. Now let's see if this one beast is the four beasts of the book of Daniel chapter 7. And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. Okay, now let's count the number of beasts that came up out of the sea in Daniel. We found Daniel, the lion head, the bear head, and then we had four heads of a leopard. So that gives you six. And then we had the terrible beast, which is seven. So there we go. We got seven heads. Okay, let's keep reading. Having seven heads and ten horns. And upon his horns, ten crowns. And upon his head, the name of blasphemy. Okay, let's turn back in just for a second, just so that we could see in Daniel chapter 7, it said that the fourth beast, okay, and I saw, verse 7, after this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong, exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue of its with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts which were before it, and it had ten horns. So now we have ten horns. Okay, now let's go back to Revelation and let's see what we can find. Okay, when we go back to Revelation chapter 13, we find that there's ten horns. Okay? And the only difference is now we have ten crowns on these ten horns, which we didn't have in Daniel. Upon his head was the name of blasphemy. And that's what we just read. And his name was what? Blasphemy. Okay? And there we go. On his name is what? Blasphemy. All right? Okay, let's read that part again. And I considered and beheld the horns. Okay, verse 7 is stamped the residue under his feet. He was diverse. It was diverse from the other beasts, from all the other beasts that was before it. I considered the horns, and beheld, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by its roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Speaking great things against who? Against Yahweh. Okay, and this beast is speaking great things against Yahweh. And it is a terrible beast. And this beast also, as we can see, what type of words is speaking words against the Most High. or which we would consider blasphemy. Now, you know, the church says that they are the voice of God, some of these churches. And, you know, that's blasphemy. And Pope says he's vicar, the son of God. He is the substitute of the son of God. That's blasphemy. So this whole movement that we are talking about today, if you study it closely, it's blasphemous. And from Martin Luther, from the Protestant movement, it is from the pit of hell. Now, remember, this is what the Protestant movement said as they came into existence. Okay, let's get back to our Revelation chapter 13. Okay, so now we can see how Daniel and Revelation tie together. In Revelation, it combines them all together, and in Daniel, it separated each of the beasts. And that's what I see the UN. And who has the power in the UN? Okay, let's look at it. I mean, has the veto power. Okay, let's see if these nations that we're talking about have veto power. Okay, all of Europe. Okay, the Europeans, they got veto power. The United States got veto power. The Russia has veto power. China has veto power. Japan has veto power, I would assume. Okay, so we see these nations, as we study them, as the Bible talks about, we can understand and see that they are running the new world order, the new order of things. Okay, now, we were talking about raining fire down from heaven, right? Okay, now, let's look at this other beast. This beast here is, my understanding, is the United States, okay? Verse 11 of chapter 13, and I beheld another beast come up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spake like a dragon. Now, who in all of these nations that run around the planet actually has horns like a lamb? And we know the lamb represents the Messiah. What nation says that they're under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? Only one nation does that. Only one nation claims to be a Christian nation. Only one nation had Jim Crow laws that, and the KKK, which they believe was all biblical, and only they have the religious right. Okay, so this nation, which represents the United States, would look like a lamb. Look like that they're following God, the Bible Belt. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for. And everyone comes to it thinking that. But then they speak as a dragon, like the dragon. The dragon, the Bible tells us, is Lucifer, Satan himself. And that's what we do. We promise the world peace. We promise the world this. We are the ones who are overthrowing the world with our power. Wow. Okay, let's keep reading. Okay, and verse 12. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. Wow. So the United States is exercising all the power of the UN. Yes, we do. And causeth the earth and them that dwell thereon to worship the first beast, the UN. Wow. To worship this new world power, this new world order, whose deadly wound was healed. And he does great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven in the sight of men. I told you, there it is. That's hell fire. That's what it's called. That's what these missiles are called. That's what these drones are called. Hell fire. And that's what they said. That's what the Bible says. Listen, this beast, the United States, he does great wonders. Verse 13, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And that's exactly what we're doing. And not just that, the United States, we're going to deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles or these superpowers that we have. Which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. That's right. We should set up a superpower. We should set up a new world order. We should set up the UN power, image to the beast, which had been wounded by the sword and did live. And he, the United States, had power to give life unto the image of the beast. And that's what we do. We are the we go around the world, whatever the UN and whatever the world tells us to do, and we enforcers. We are the enforcers. We are guns for hire. And that's what we do. And he had power to give life unto him. See, unless you have power, the power of what? If I say so and you don't do it, we're going to crack down on you. That power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast both speak, that's the law, legislation that they would put in place, and which they said, and cause that as many as would not worship, would not obey these laws of the UN and of this new world order. The image of the beast should be killed. Wow. And that's what has happened. When people disagree with the UN or disagree with the United States, they're overthrown and killed. Boom. That's the way it operates. That's what it says. Now, I didn't write any of this stuff. All I'm doing is reading to you. I'm sorry that I can read. But hey, that's why they don't want black people to be able to read. Because once we start reading this, then we'll start squealing and telling the truth. Okay, and that many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And so when Saddam Hussein said he's not listening to the UN, then what did they do? They said, okay, no problem. Okay, we made a law. He's not cooperating. So now we're going to go in and kill him. And they overthrew him just like that. So if you don't listen to the image of the beast, you shall be killed. And he called us both, all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. Now, remember, when they bombed them back into the Stone Age, they said. And so it didn't matter if it was young, old, children, parents. It didn't matter who it was. We just wiped them off the planet of the earth. Even when they surrendered and they said, no, man, we don't even care if you surrender. We're bombing you anyway. And he called us both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Now, this is what we call the cashless society. Basically, we're here at the cashless society. Everybody is buying in on this cashless society. Okay, so with this cashless society, we don't hardly use money today. And we'll get into that with one of the other, what do we call it? One of the other seals. So here, we're trying to get a better understanding that this is when now the UN, the United States, has the power with the great sword to kill, and that's what we're doing. And we're raining fire down from heaven in the presence of people called hellfire. Okay? We started this a while ago, but this is becoming clearer and clearer. So, let us not be deceived. Let us not misunderstand. The UN wars and all of these different things that happen is we're in the second seal. Oh, yeah. All right. So, we can see we're in the first seal. We can see we're in the second seal. And now, are we in the third seal? Whoa, we ran out of time. So, don't worry. Next week, we're going to cover the third seal. I pray that you've been able to hear and understand what Yahweh wants to share with you today. That you'll be able to understand that we are already in the seals and no one has been raptured. So, some will say, wait a minute, bro. We can't be in the seals because I haven't been raptured yet. Right, but that's more European, you know, fantasy. You know, that's all theory. That there's no such word as rapture in the Bible, so you're not going to get raptured. You got to go through these times. And we talked about some of that before with the 144 and all of this. So, this, we are in it. And you can remain asleep and acting like none of this is happening around you. That's fine. But one day you will wake up and realize that you've been deluded. And Yeshua did tell you, Matthew 24, be not deceived. He did tell you in the first seal that Satan comes as an angel of light. And there's no way that you can call the crusades and killing people and enslaving people and you're one nation under God, okay, and the crusades and you're all of this, no matter what you call yourself, you are not following the Creator. Okay, so Well, let's see what the third seal is. When have we started in the third seal? Are we in the third seal? What seal are we in? I hope now that you're questioning and wondering and researching, go back and study. See if the things that I share are so. May Yahweh bless you. May He keep you. May His wonderful grace pour upon you, and may He give you peace. Oh, Yahweh, please open their hearts, their minds, and understanding, those that listen, that they might share it with their friends. Let everyone know that your time is here. Keep us, bless us, and help us to represent Thee. Visit our website so you can get some more of this information. www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that's www, real simple, people of color. All no spaces, just tie it together. And then you add that numeric number one, the number one, .com, and you're there. So may Yahweh bless you and keep you. May His wonderful grace pour upon you, and may He give you peace.